Since the beginning of time, mankind has sought to attain one very special dream. Although endless pills, potions, and prayers have been used in an attempt to realize this dream, it has never come true. Yet the quest goes on, whatever the cost. In today's story, someone else sets out to make a reality of that dream.
Don't you think we should stop?
No.
I mean before we succeed.
But we have succeeded. Look at the eyes. They're looking back at you.
They're not.
Move your hand closer. Go on.
John, we should stop.
Closer.
Oh, he bit me. He damn well bit me.
You see?
I'm bleeding.
He bit you that hard? That's wonderful.
June, put that cat outside.
And what makes you think I let him in?
Because you always let him in. Now put him out.
He's cold out.
And he's smelly in. This caravan's not big enough for the three of us.
Oh, come on then, Puss. Come on.
That's better. Now come and have some tea. And take this coat off.
It's all right. You don't have to do it for me. I'm not stupid.
Didn't say you were stupid.
I'm steady. Reliable.
Who have you been talking to?
No one.
No one. I see. Cat's got your tongue, has it?
Can't have. Cat's outside.
Oh, we are Miss Clever today, aren't we? So what's Miss Clever...
I've handed in my notice at the pet shop.
You've done what? Are you telling the truth?
Yes.
What's got into you? Do you know the trouble we went to get you that job? A job with animals? A job you could do?
They're in cages.
Never mind cages. You'll go back down there now and apologise to Mr. Tutton and say you want your job back.
But I'm going to have a career.
What are you talking about?
Dr. Bellhampton has offered me a career at Crowley.
What? The research place? What is all this about?
He came into the shop to buy some rats, but then he came back because I'm the sort of girl he's looking for, he said. I can start on Monday.
That's what you think. Haven't you heard what they say goes on there? Things to turn your stomach.
He said you'd be worried, so he should come and see you. Set your mind at rest, he said.
Did he now?
She impressed me at the pet shop, Mrs. Woods. So helpful and conscientious. Excuse me. Not like so many young people today. Obviously well brought up.
Well, she was, yes. Tell me, Doctor, what does this work involve?
Nothing strenuous. Looking after some animals, keeping an eye on things, just being there.
The work, what is it?
Pushing back the frontiers of medicine. Working in the battle against cancer. I don't think anyone can argue against that.
Well, no.
Mrs. Woods, I'd very much like June to work for me. If you're still worried in any way, then come along to see the laboratories, meet my colleagues. I'd be delighted to involve you as much as you like.
Yes. Doctor, you do know June is, well, educationally...
Different, yes. Mm. But she's quite capable of doing what needs to be done. I do hope you'll feel able to let her come and work with us. So, June, this is your room.
I didn't think I'd get a room.
Well, it's just somewhere in case you should ever need to stay the night. Do you feel at home here?
I think so.
I expect a girl like you feels at home most places. You must have lots of friends.
No.
Really? Not a special friend?
Just Mum.
And Dad?
He works away.
Well, I'd like to be friends with you. Do you think we could be friends?
I think so.
Good.
Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Listen, if we're going to be friends, there's one thing I'm going to have to ask you. Can you keep a secret, June?
I think so.
You want to be friends, don't you?
Oh, yes.
So if I tell you something's a secret, you mustn't tell it to anyone, not even to your mother. You have to promise.
Yes.
John. Oh, is this her?
It is. Maggie, I'd like you to meet Miss June Woods, our new laboratory assistant. June, this is Maggie, my deputy.
Hello. How are you?
How am I? Oh, don't ask. John, I've just spoken to Clive. He's talking about the 22nd.
Yes?
I thought we'd agreed to postpone the op for at least 2 months.
Well, we've changed our minds, haven't we? So why don't you run along and organise it?
John, I really think you ought to...
Yes?
Nothing. Nothing.
We mustn't let ourselves be disturbed by the other staff, must we, June?
No.
Not when we're having a meeting. Now, let me show you where you're going to work. And you're very privileged to be allowed in. Everything that happens in there is secret. You remember about secrets?
Yes.
Good.
What?
It's our monkeys.
But they're all in cages. And that one's got things in his head. And so's this one. They all have.
That's because they're ill.
Ill?
Yes. Suffering from incurable diseases, and we're engaged in medical research to see if we can save their lives.
But they look unhappy.
But if we can cure them, that would be good, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it, June?
Yes.
Then we can cure millions of people all over the world, and that would be good too, wouldn't it?
Yes, but...
What?
They're all full of tubes.
Not all of them. Look, come here. Look. Meet Control. He's not ill. We keep him here so we can compare him to all our other monkeys to see if they're getting better.
Control. Is that his name?
Well, yes, I suppose it is.
He has lovely brown eyes.
Do you like Control, then?
Yes.
Good. Now, June, if you work in here, you'll be able to say to those people who make fun of you, you'll be able to say to them, I've got a career in medical research.
No, I wouldn't.
Why not?
Because it's a secret.
Good girl. Will you do it then?
All right.
Good. Now, have you any questions for me?
Yes. Is Maggie your wife?
Oh, good heavens, that's a funny question. Shall I tell you something, June?
Yes.
Maggie's been a bit difficult to work with recently. I think I may have to dismiss her. I have to think of the good of the laboratory.
Oh, dear.
Yes. Oh, dear.
Hello, Control. How are you? I wish you wouldn't look so sad. I've brought you some fruit. Dr. Bellhampton said I could. I'd like to touch you, but I'm not allowed to because you'll bite me. You won't bite me, will you? Not if I put my finger through the cage. No, I knew you wouldn't. Shall I rub your head? Like Mum does when she washes my hair.
Hello? What are you doing, June?
I've closed everything up like I'm supposed to.
Yes. Yes, you have, haven't you? What an excellent assistant you are. And you've made friends, I see.
Yes. I don't like looking at all the other monkeys, even though I know they're ill and you're trying to cure them.
Cure them? Yes. John's a right little St. Francis of Assisi, isn't he? And, of course, very handsome. I suppose you're attracted to him, are you, June? I'll tell him. He'll like that. And does he talk about me? I'll take that as a yes, too, shall I? Has he mentioned firing me? You see, I need to know. I've been offered this well-paid job, and if I'm going to be dismissed, I might as well take it. Only I need to know now. You understand?
Yes.
It's my whole future at stake, you see. Please. Is there anything you can tell me?
No.
Only if you were to tell me,
I could help you. You know what will happen to Control here after all the experiments are over. There'll be no use for him. He'll be put down. Killed.
No.
You wouldn't want that, would you?
It's not fair.
No, it's not. And I could arrange for him to be saved if only...
Could you now?
Doctor...
You said to try my best.
You won't kill Control, will you?
No, of course not. I'm afraid we've just been testing you to see if you could keep a secret. Only Maggie was a little over-enthusiastic.
But you're not going to kill Control.
Good heavens, no.
Promise me.
Of course I promise. I promise no one will ever hurt Control. Is that enough?
All right.
Anyway, June, you've done very well. You've shown you can keep a secret. And I promise